Wow. 18 years. Wow. When I was younger than 18, I used to go with my grandfather to the barbershop quartet concerts every year. I got some mail from one of our listeners who sent a card and said, thanks for the hours of entertainment. So you're welcome, and thanks for listening. Yeah, it's dying. I still do it once in a while, just because. I think that's a shame. When they stop the drum machine and I can think I can, I
remember what it was. Welcome to Cowboy Screaming Argonauts. I'm T-Fab-P, the Fabulous Penguin.
And I'm Max.
And this is Countless Screaming Argonauts, the podcast of record. Today is Wednesday, January 5th, 2011, or 2011. And this is show number 169. Well, listen, I wrote to you today and I said that I didn't have any updates, but I think that's a lie.
You lied?
I think so, because I have at least a partial update.
You know what else is a lie?
What?
I don't have any Montezuma cranberry bog.
Wow. That's too bad.
It's a lie.
Uh-huh. You do have some.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I don't have any Blue Canary Cream Ale yet.
Oh. Was that the lie?
No, but I will have some on Friday.
Ah. So what's the lie?
All right. The lie was I said that I didn't have an update, but I sort of do. Do you remember last year and probably the year before that, we did the Below College Mindset List for the class of 2012, probably in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I got there this year's, the 2014 list.
Oh, boy.
And there's some interesting stuff on there.
I'll bet.
Let's go through a couple of these.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is about the class of 2014. These are all the kids who were born 1992.
Wow.
Okay, so to start off, for all of these kids, Benny Hill, Sam Kennison, Sam Walton, Burt Parks, and Tony Perkins have always been dead.
You know, there's nobody in that list that's interesting to me.
Well, Sam Kennison I thought was a pretty interesting guy. He was a pretty funny comedian. But
yeah, that's true. But
he was short and flamed out quick.
Yeah, he died like 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe that's why,
That's probably the point of it.
Yeah.
The terms Carmel Machachio and Venti Half Calf Vanilla Latte have always been part of their lingo.
I hate to correct you. Well, actually, I don't. It's macchiato.
Okay, macchiato. Thank you.
Have always been part of their lingo. Does that mean Starbucks has been around for 18 years?
I would say, yeah, that's what that means.
Wow.
Okay. John McEnroe has never played professional tennis.
Now, that's weird.
They know him as a show for the rental company.
Yeah.
Car rental company.
Just like I knew Joe DiMaggio as a shill for the coffee guys.
There you go. Right. Colorful lapel ribbons have always been worn to indicate support for a cause.
Yep. Which is just ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Korean cars have always been a staple on American highways.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we started importing Korean cars 3 years ago.
I don't think so. I would say at least 18 or 20.
I'm sure you're right, yeah.
All right. Trading Chocolate the Moose for Patty the Platypus helped them build their Beanie Baby collection.
Oh.
Remember Beanie Babies?
I do, yes. I remember having an opportunity to buy one for $5 in a discount bin and thinking, why would I pay $5 for a bean bag of a, like
right.
a
There you go, right? They never recognized the fact that pointing to your wrist was a request for the time of day.
Oh, my.
Yeah?
Yeah, I knew that there was a growing group of people that did not wear watches. But
yep, that's it. Reggie Jackson's always been in Cooperstown.
Wow.
Czechoslovakia has never existed.
That's
Bud
good.
Selig has always been the commissioner of baseball.
Wow.
Yep.
18 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Adhesive strips have always been available in varying skin tones.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I didn't know when that happened, but that one doesn't shock me.
American companies have always been able to do business in Vietnam.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yep.
And most favored nation status, even?
Yeah. Russians and Americans have always lived in space together.
That's interesting. And more than just the 18 years, it's been since Germany was one country.
Yep. Nirvana has been a classic oldie.
Grunge rock in the discount section.
There you go. Wow. Food has always been irradiated.
Wow.
Rock bands have always played at presidential inaugural parties.
Really?
Yep.
When was Clinton was elected in 92? Or was
yep.
inaugurated in 92?
Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
Don't stop.
They don't know who Barney Google or Barney Fife is, but they know Barney as the purple dinosaur.
Okay. I'll give you Barney as the purple dinosaur. I'll give you Barney Fife. I'll bet you don't know who Barney Google is.
Oh, I do.
Oh, do you?
Barney
okay.
Google's the cartoon character.
With the goo goo googly eyes, do you know the song?
No, that I can't sing. No.
Yeah, when I was younger than 18, I used to go with my grandfather to the barbershop quartet concerts every year.
Oh,
and
wow.
There was always a barbershop group that would sing Barney
right.
Google.
Huh. Okay, the United States, Canada, and Mexico have always agreed to trade freely.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
The first Michelangelo they knew was either a Ninja Turtle or a computer virus. Not the artist.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They never had to worry about a Russian missile strike on the United States.
Well, some good things happen with change.
Yep. They've always been able to watch the Sci-Fi Channel.
Some good things happen with change.
Yep. And Honda has been a major competitor on the Memorial Day race in Indianapolis.
Wow, for 18 years, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. What was the one before Honda? My brain goes quickly.
Yeah, well, that happens. The one right before Honda was the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, yeah, because I knew there was something I was going to bitch about. And that's how they spell sci-fi.
You know, Millie Jupiter hates that too, and I don't mind it too much, but I thought that it kind of ruined the
gestalt.
Yeah, something like that.
The gestalt is all messed up. It's science fiction. It's for nerds. Spell the fucking name right, even if you abbreviate it. There's no
right.
way the I becomes a Y. No.
Right. No. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So that's all. I just wanted to make sure that I told the world that the Sci-Fi Channel had done a wrong thing.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's cool. So listen, let's jump into some news. I have some news.
All right. I just wanted to let you know, just to break in here for a second, I got some mail from one of our listeners who sent a card and said, thanks for the hours of entertainment. So, you're welcome, and thanks for listening.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yep.
Okay, so, some news. This week, DNA cleared a Texas man who had spent 30 years in prison for a rape and murder. Did you hear about this?
I've heard about it a lot of times. I don't know that I've heard about this specific one.
Okay, this one just happened this past week. He
okay.
was in prison for 30 years, and he was just cleared.
Cool.
He's now 51 years old.
Wow.
And when they did so, they announced that Texas has now freed 41 wrongly convicted inmates.
which has to make people question the death penalty.
I would think that that's where that was headed as I said it, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I have an alternate strategy for that.
Uh-huh.
Which is,
would be,
for the death penalty, the standard has to be beyond all doubt.
Uh-huh.
You know how for conviction is
a shadow
beyond
of a
reasonable doubt.
Doubt,
yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, I mean, that might be.
Because certain people are just sort of, well, I was going to say shot, but not for any kind of gag value. Certain people's lives are over. You know, you did a bad thing. Everybody knows you did it. You're never going to get out because society can't trust you to, you know, play well with others.
Sure, sure.
So you're cooked.
Right.
You want to die. You know, why should we feed you for all these years? But you can't just go by a personal confession because people will confess to save loved ones and for a variety
of
other
reasons. Absolutely, right. Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, beyond all doubt.
Well, Texas started it back in 2001. They started this thing called their Conviction Integrity Unit.
Hmm.
And Texas is one of the few states that saves DNA evidence for more than 20 years. And so they have been going back and checking evidence, and they've already come up with more than 40 wrongly convicted inmates that have been released.
You know, I had heard, I always thought it was Illinois that stopped executions because of a number of overturnings, and I think there's still a moratorium. I think they were the first one to put a moratorium on executions. Texas still executes the most people.
Right.
And Texas still has the most murders, I believe, in total.
Which, again, you would think is a contradiction in...
Well, Texas also has the most guns.
Right. Well, again, you would think that that's enough reason to settle a couple of different things,
don't you
think?
Right, yes. I personally think there's a correlation between the number of guns and the number of murders.
Yeah, you know, you'd have to think, you know, that's a tough one.
Well, let's just say, if you have the greatest number of guns and the greatest number of murders and the greatest number of executions, that the executions are not preventing the murders.
Right. Well, I think what it says is you're doing it wrong. You're doing something wrong, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be real clear about it. There's a problem if you lead the nation in all three of those.
Right.
If you only lead in two out of the three.
Then maybe you're getting something right.
Then maybe you're getting something right. But if you lead in all three, you're doing something wrong.
I like that. I think you're exactly right. Those three things should not go together.
No. No, you shouldn't. So... You know, what can you say?
You can say a lot of things. But I hadn't meant to get off on a tangent about the murder rates.
No, I think that was the point of bringing that story up. I think that it points out several different things, one of which is I think they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if that's what you got as a result, and if you're releasing 40 convicted, convicted criminals, because of DNA evidence, I mean, it's telling you that there is some room for doubt. And if there's room for doubt, then, you know, there's no doubt that there have been innocent people.
Executed.
And that's barbaric.
Yeah. A lot of people.
That's the way to describe that. That's barbaric.
Yeah. A lot of people think the death penalty is barbaric on its own. I obviously have stated that I think in certain conditions, I don't have a problem with it, you know, for people who are irredeemable and just a threat to their prison guards.
The problem with that is, and this is just a general statement, this is not specific to you, but the problem with that is how do you figure out how that's decided?
And well, then, I would make that standard extreme. You know, the guy that raped and murdered that girl after he got out of prison for raping and murdering a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he's been recaptured. There's no way you let that person out ever under any circumstance. I don't care.
Right.
And if they're sure, and I, you know, I have to say that, that this is the guy and he did these things, his life is forfeit.
And I guess the issue then becomes how are you ever absolutely positively sure?
Well, and that and I'll grant you that. I want the standard to be beyond all doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend Don has an even higher standard, which is I don't think the state should have the power to take a life. And I think Don has a strong intellectual place to stand with that argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And that it's a tough one. Mm-hmm. It really is tough.
Yep.
So now we move from the sublime to the ridiculous.
I like the ridiculous better.
As we get into politics a little bit.
Okay.
And what I was wondering was, have you heard about this Democrats for Palin movement?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, this is honest to God true. I did look
oh,
it
no,
up.
Oh, no, no. I think it's genius.
Okay. There is a group that has started a website, and it's called primariesforpalin.com.
Uh-huh.
And that is started – it's Democrats who want Palin nominated.
Oh, I could see where they're going for sure.
Because they feel that Obama would trounce her in an election.
They want her to win the primaries so that she's the candidate for the Republicans. Absolutely.
Right. And what it says on their website, it says the purpose of the website is to have Democrats and independents help to nominate Sarah Palin as a Republican candidate for president in state primaries.
There's a couple states, I think some less than there used to be, where Democrats can vote in Republican primaries.
Right, but a lot of independent, So, I mean, Democrats in some, but independents in a lot more.
Yes, and it works the other way in some states, too, and I think there's many more Democratic, shall we say, states that allow crossover voting than there are Republican states.
Right.
And I suspect because of movements just like this, both will disappear increasingly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, here's what they said about the whole process. They said that since several Republicans will likely run for the presidential nomination, especially earlier in the primary season, it will be easier to influence that vote because of the number of candidates. A few thousand extra votes for Palin could make a significant difference. For example, in Iowa in 2008, Huckabee beat Romney by 11,000 votes.
Right.
In New Hampshire in 2008, McCain beat Romney by 13,000 votes.
Yep. That's how Bush received the votes that he did, George W., the first time he ran. I don't want to say he won the election because he didn't, but the strategy was to go out there and turn a few thousand voters in places like Wyoming, where a few thousand voters will get you three electoral votes because of the Electoral College.
Right.
And they went with a mini-state strategy where a small amount of money spent to turn a few thousand votes
can
flip a state.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that was the genius of the evil genius, Karl Rove.
Mm-hmm. So somebody is obviously thinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About turning that process around and creating some havoc, which I think is kind of interesting.
Nicole Wallace. You want to watch an interesting person. Nicole Wallace is a Republican operative, is the woman who was charged with preparing Sarah Palin for the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get a chance to see her on television, she's quite often on Morning Joe, you ought to watch what she doesn't say about Sarah Palin.
Uh-huh.
And she will actually come out and say a few things, but she's nearly bursting at any moment to say, that woman is a major idiot.
Right, right. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure she is.
But Nicole Wallace doesn't quite say that, but she does say a lot. And she's a Republican and a woman, and a Republican woman.
So then, next on my agenda was an article from Newsweek this past week that talked about, and this I think is kind of a good size up for next week's year in review show.
Which we are looking forward to.
Right, very much so. And this is an article about what the internet has killed in the past 10 years.
Cool, hit me.
And there were some interesting things. Number one on their list was the 9-to-5 workday.
Really?
Okay, yeah, because more and more employers are expecting people to work
from home.
From home at odd times, and because of smartphones and the internet, they can send emails and get work done at all times of the day and night. And so there's an expectation that that's happening. And so the old 9-to-5 workday is heading down the tubes.
Well, I see that quite a lot working in the computer department. We see more and more requests for laptops.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss's theory was always, if you need a person to work after they go home, which is different than working from home.
Right.
Because a lot of people that I work with work a lot of hours.
Right, right.
And her theory is, hire somebody else. If your people are working too much, you need to hire someone.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good, but, you know, that's not going to happen. They're just going to.
No, but we get laptop requests all the time, and we say, do you travel 25% of the time, or do you have an on-call position? And they say, no, I just want to get some work done from home.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that being an issue.
Yep.
Number two on the list was video stores.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you have to. You don't have to go far. I mean, Hollywood Videos has closed.
Blockbuster
is done for. Netflix by itself.
Yeah.
Has done a good job of killing off.
And right out ahead of that is arcades.
Uh-huh. Yep. No, you're right. You're right. Very, very few of them left.
You don't walk into too many places with a roll of quarters and say, I'm going to, you know, play Galaxian.
No, you don't. You don't. Number three on the list was concentration. You and I specifically talked about that.
It's
dumb. And, you know, because of the...
Yeah, is the internet making us STOOPID?
Right.
Yep.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Civility, next on the list.
Yeah, well, I see where that would happen. We certainly have heard the stories. It makes me wonder, 100 years ago, if that was true because of automobiles.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's the anonymity that has a lot to do with it.
I think a lot more people flip the bird from their automobile than from the sidewalk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and some of that is anonymity, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because you're not there for long. You flip the bird and you're gone.
Exactly my point. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Next on the list is the CD.
You think it's gone?
I think it's very, very close to being gone.
It's certainly, they've rung the bell, the death knell.
I mean, you know, let's just make an assumption. Let's assume that you are a totally moral person.
Right.
And you do not pirate music at all.
We wouldn't want to make that assumption about me, but go ahead.
No, but I'm just saying, let's make that assumption. Okay. Why would you get in your car and travel to a mall and go to a store that might or might not have the music that you want when you could instead go to iTunes and Amazon.com and download that same information cheaper in 10 minutes?
Yeah, for 99 cents possibly.
Right.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Just
you would do that.
Yeah.
You know, the availability... The speed, the availability, the lack of travel to get to and from, and the variety the fact that, you know, if you wanted an old record, there's no guarantee that FYE or any of those other places has it. But yeah, you can look it up on Amazon, and if they do, you can download it.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. So, presumably DVDs are right.
I would think that, well, that was one of the next ones. We'll get to that one in a minute. The next one is telephone book.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, yeah. When was the last time you even saw and
yesterday
used a telephone book?
Oh, use a telephone book? Yeah. I, you know what? I have used it within the last year, but I think mine that landed on my porch, you know, 3 months ago is still in the bag.
Right.
And yeah. I saw five of them on a counter at work with a sign that said free. Of course,
right.
You know, they were always free, but yeah. The Yellow Pages. There were all these wars about the Yellow Pages. There was a whole second company that came out
uh-huh.
to make its own.
Yellow Book, right.
Right. Well, go ahead. You know, welcome to the 1970s, because...
Right, because that's all over.
That's right.
When I first started working where I work now, every year we would get a box load of phone books
mm-hmm.
to cover the entire state of Massachusetts.
Oh.
And I would have in my office on a shelf 12, 13, 15.
Yeah, major metropolitan phone books.
Yeah. You know, and some of them were real small and some of them were big, but had them all.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Next up on the list is letter writing.
Yeah, it's dying. I still do it once in a while. Just because. I think that's a shame. But it begs the question, is the United States Post Office on your list?
Right. Well, I mean, that to me, that's like, you know, that's really next, don't you think?
Yeah.
How can you keep an organization like that up and running?
Yeah, it's going to take some more time to divest completely of the need of it, but... what transportation has to be done can be done by FedEx and the private institutions.
If they were smart, if I was in charge of the post office,
yeah,
okay, what I would do would be I would eliminate the whole idea of the post office in general.
Yeah, like Ben Franklin.
No, I would put. I respect the fact that you have all these guys who are, you know, employees and stuff.
Right.
And I would put some of them into more like delivery, package delivery.
Right. Which
so
they
that
do.
Postal Service could compete with
right.
FedEx and Brown.
And then sell it as a publicly
yeah.
traded company.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
We had.
I mean, you know.
Years ago, I predicted we had an envelope division in my company, and I predicted that they were going to sell that division. Well, they just did,
mm-hmm.
and it happened immediately after the United States Census, where we sold a ton of envelopes to the United States government.
Right. But that's not going to come around for another 10 years.
Right, and who knows what's going to happen with the census. There'll still be a census, but I'm not sure.
Electronic anyway, or most of it.
I think it's possible that it will be entirely electronic. And, okay. And you know, I don't even think it was genius, but I predicted that we were going to sell the envelope division.
Yep. Next up on the list is privacy. I mean, I don't think we even have to say – you and I don't have to say a thing about that because we've talked about that a million times.
A million billion times, yes.
The, right.
What
there
is
no privacy on the
it's
internet.
It's one of our favorite themes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say the word privacy on Countless Screaming Argonauts without following it in some point at some stage by the word
mm-hmm.
Facebook.
Right. Right. Next up on the list is facts. And it says basically, you know, from the death panels in the healthcare reform to the president being a Muslim.
Right.
Okay, the internet has spread these rumors more effectively than any mimeograph machine or telephone could possibly. Could possibly do.
Yep.
Next on the list is Polaroid and other films.
Oh yeah, that's been over.
Which is very, very true. Very, very true. Except for like fashion photographers and stuff, I would think that few shoot film.
Did you hear that they just at December 31st, they developed the last roll ever of Kodachrome?
I did see that, and that made me sad.
Yeah.
Because I grew up on Kodachrome.
Sure.
You know?
I think back on all the crap I learned in high school. It takes me about 3 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Simon.
Yes.
Next up on the list was reference books.
Now, see, I won't go there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably right.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on what you – if you're talking about Encyclopedia Britannica, it's done for.
You know, you're probably right, but I just like saying look that up in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you'll be able to continue to say that.
Nobody will know what I'm talking about.
Right? It's just that they'll go to the internet and they'll look up in Wikipedia to find out what you're talking about.
That's right. And they'll point to their wrist and they'll say, oh, that's what he meant.
There you go.
You wanted the time.
Yearbooks are dying. You know how high schools do yearbooks?
Really?
Yeah, a growing number of high schools are going electronic at sites like myyearbook.com, and they're producing more digital copies and copies that are distributed on a disc than any other way.
I don't like that. Books aren't going away. Well, yeah, maybe books are going away.
It's books in a different format.
You can sit me about the Kindle all you want. You can talk to me about the iPad. I don't care about your Nook. I want a book.
Well, you know, Mrs. Fab P.
Yeah.
Had a Nook for Christmas, and so did College Boy.
Yeah.
And College Boy has read 9 books since Christmas. Today's the 5th of January.
Yeah.
He loves it. And Mrs. Fab P is still learning about it, and she's listening some audiobooks and reading some books, and she loves it too.
Yeah, I have never read, and this is not because I'm opposed to new technology or any of these technologies.
Right.
I've never had the opportunity. A Kindle used to be $350.
Right.
You know, if I want a book, I'm growling because it's $7.95.
Right.
But I'm buying the book. But I have a feeling that I would still prefer paperback in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the questions that we had, and both College Boy and Mrs. Fab have given it the thumbs up. It just feels very, very good.
Don't get me wrong. I like College Boy, and I respect his opinion, but not on this subject. He's too young. If Mrs. Fab P says that she prefers the Nook, like Manhattan Man likes his Nook, okay. That's fine. These are people who have sat down for years and read paperbacks.
Yeah, but you know what? College Boy is going to be driving the market.
Oh, yeah.
Fat P and Manhattan Man and you and I, our days of driving the market are almost over.
Well, no. It's just our days of driving the book market are over. But come talk to me about Ex-Lax and about...
And depends.
Incontinent devices, and then we'll see who's selling the most.
Right. The final thing on their list was peep shows, which, again, very, very few of those are left.
If you mean, like adult theaters, they've been dead for a
while. That's what they mean.
Yeah. You can now buy or download, you don't really have to buy it, like porn from 1910.
Oh yeah, if it's out there.
Yeah.
Rule 34, right? It's on the interwebs.
That's right. Yeah, those little kaleidoscopic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I've looked at them. I don't know. I think they're kind of cute, actually. You know.
Well, you know, for what it's worth.
But yeah, wasn't it just recently that something, Googling or something, passed porn as the most?
Yeah, there was definitely, it was a Tumblr. Tumblr passed both Google and Facebook and whatever as the most.
Tumblr?
Tumblr.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't. What's the
Tumblr? Yeah, in the last month, Tumblr gets more hits than Facebook. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. That's saying a lot.
What's the one with when you post your pictures? I can't think of the name.
Flickr.
Flickr. Yeah, Flickr. I would have bought.
Right.
Tumblr more than Facebook.
Yep.
I'm surprised.
And did you also, there was a thing on the paper today, or actually on the internet today, that said that there were 350 million photographs uploaded to Facebook on New Year's Day.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised about that, yeah.
I'm not either. It's not even a little bit of a surprise.
No.
Well, listen, I think our time is probably close to being over.
Oh, we're cooked. We're
yeah.
We're past due. The parking meter of the podcast has gone ding.
Okay. We should just remind people that I think probably next week we're going to do part one of our year in review with a look at last year's
podcast predictions.
Podcast predictions and see how we did.
Always one of our better shows. And we'll be welcome to Denali.
Yep, Denali has agreed to be part of it again this year.
Yeah.
And then the following show will be our predictions for 2011.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. That's always one of my favorite shows.
Absolutely.
It means I get another shot at Scarlett Johansson.
There you go. All right. Well, listen, Max, you have a good night.
Yep, you too.
And you start saving up those predictions for next week.
I will. I haven't made any yet, so I'll have to get my shit together this week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep, see ya. The picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friends.